Hi everyone, welcome to Thesis Tea, the podcast about all the ups and downs of thesis life. We are your hosts, Nienke.
Hi.
And Sifra. And today, we spill the tea about how to deal with setbacks during your thesis. Today, we are with students Lieke.
Hello.
And Eva.
Hi.
Welcome to you both. Let's spill the tea on the first statement.
My thesis is going as I planned at the start. Lieke, what is your opinion about it?
I think for me that I found it quite difficult to plan my thesis at the beginning. I didn't really know how long each of the tasks were going to take and how much time, for example, practical work would take and how much time like all the data stuff would take. So I didn't really think that I made a very good planning at the beginning. I did make one, but I think from the start it very quickly changed about how everything was going.
And with changed, you mean that it took longer than you expected?
Yes, for me it did take longer than I thought at first. But yeah, I just found it very difficult to estimate how much time everything was going to take.
And do you feel like if you had a better planning at the start that your thesis progress would go smoother? Or?
Yeah, I think it might have been a bit easier to stay motivated if I had a different planning, just because from the beginning I right away was always a little bit behind, but I was only really behind my own planning. So I think once I was okay with that, I think it did go better.
And can you accept now that you are a bit behind on your own planning?
Yeah, I think for now it's fine. I did have not that strict of a planning for after the thesis. So I did want to make it to the deadlines that I had set for myself, but I did know that if I had a little bit more time, it wasn't going to be like the end of the world or like a problem with my internship or something. So for me, that really does help. But now that I'm a bit further along, I'm thinking like, yeah, but if I say this every time, then it's going to be longer and longer and longer. So I think once you have a bit more of an idea of how it's going, then maybe it's also good to set a good deadline just so that you don't keep working on it for infinite time.
Yeah. And Eva, how's the planning with your thesis going?
Yeah, so in the very beginning, I made a planning, and it's kind of laughable now because I really underestimated how much practical work it would be. And also, I got some opportunities to do more of what I wanted, but that also include more work. So if I look at my first planning, I'm very, very behind, but it's a good thing I don't really like planning anyways. I usually don't have very strict plannings, and for now that's working out. But I do think that we're now in the end stages. We need a little bit more structure for myself to keep my sanity.
So you didn't experience that not sticking to your planning gave you more stress?
No, because I always knew that I had enough time to like catch up, and I'm quite a quick writer. So I knew that with the writing parts, like I could like catch up a little bit.
And was your supervisor very strict on your planning, or?
No, she wasn't. I also discussed with her that I'm not a super strict planner, and she was all right with that. And yeah, I think she trusts me to like make my deadlines. So as long as I keep doing that, I think we're all right.
And can you mention a personal example of a setback you faced during your thesis?
For me it was especially with lab work, which was a lot more than I thought, and also it was supposed to start in November, but then because of like ordering and also the people that had to help me with my lab work, it didn't start until January. So that was quite an extensive setback in time. But I accepted it because I also knew there was nothing to be done about it, and I had enough other things to do. So it wasn't as if I was doing nothing and just waiting around.
But didn't that make you feel stressed or overwhelmed?
I think because I could focus on some other things, it was all right. But yeah, it's not the nicest thing because it was really something that I still wanted to do. It wasn't as if I could say, oh, then just never mind, I won't do it. I don't think it made me stressed. It was more a little bit of a like frustration. Oh, I want to start now. Like, why do I have to wait?
I can understand. And for you, Lieke?
I think for me, it was quite unclear what data I was going to use for a while, and especially how much data I was going to be able to acquire. And for a time it was just not sure. Like we were thinking like, oh, maybe we can find this somewhere. Maybe I can still give you this as an extra part. And then for my supervisor, it was a bit, vague. And for me as well, I was like, okay, do I now need to say like, okay, I will just choose only this and then won't wait any longer for more data? Or and then I kind of made that decision for myself. And then my supervisor was like, a few days later, was like, no, actually, I do have this for you. And I was like, oh, okay. But then I have to change my plan again a bit, have to do some more data cleaning work and stuff. So that's a bit of a setback in a way that, yeah, I did have to take a bit more time for that. But in the end, I do have a better data set to work with. Which is
so awesome. Do you feel like those that small setback
made you grow?
I think you do learn a lot from having to maybe change your ideas about something and maybe also having different ideas than your supervisor did. So I think it does make you a better researcher in the end, because I think a lot of the work that you do as a researcher does relate to making a plan, changing it, having a problem, solving it, missing data, getting data, they can't use the data. So all of those things really are things you learn and do make you more experienced, I think.
Okay, let's go to the next statements. During my thesis, I always need to be productive. Eva, what do you think about it?
For me, I knew from the beginning that 6 months is a lot of time. So I always knew there were some weeks that were going to be more or less productive. And I'm actually quite all right with that, as long as I know that when I don't have like the productivity mindset or when I don't have anything to do, really, I don't sit at home on the couch just thinking about how I could be working on my thesis. So if I take a couple of hours off, I will always be like spending that doing something fun or going to the gym. So I don't have to actually think about my thesis and I can really take a break. And I think that the weeks that more has to be done because of deadlines or practical work, I get in a mindset where I eventually will be more productive. So I don't really have trouble with motivation or productivity in those weeks.
And Lieke, how does this feel for you?
I think at the beginning I did have that idea of that I need to really be working every day, like make a full day of work each day. But realistically, that's just not going to happen. Like, you're just gonna have a day where your brain just doesn't really work the way you want it to, and then starting on like a difficult thing like writing your results or something is just not going to happen. So if I do have a day where I feel like that, I try to really accept that it's just that way, and I either go home and do some fun things, or I try to do some tasks that are a bit easier that I already know how to do and just need to get done, like maybe some work on like formatting or stuff like that. If it's just not happening, then I just go home and then I just relax so that I'm better the next day.
Is it easy to accept those days, and also for your supervisor?
I think for myself, it's quite easy to accept that. Maybe at the beginning, I found it a bit difficult, but now I think I'm okay with it. And for my supervisor, I don't really check in with her every day or something about what I'm doing. I think she trusts me to just do my work, and she doesn't really have a strong feeling about what time I need to be working. Just as long as I'm there for the practical work, I can do the thesis in the time that I want it to do.
And do you also experience days during you do not know what to do, like you're a little bit lost, and how do you deal with this, Eva?
Sometimes I don't really, especially don't know what to prioritize. I think I always have something to do, but you can get lost in like the very small details, especially if you don't really feel like tackling a new big chapter. But it's not as if I don't have a clue what to do, because I think that in those days where you don't want to start, there's always that little things to tackle, either for your practical work or formatting or like doing, I don't know, grammar or references. The parts that were new to me, so data analysis and also writing concrete methods for a project of 6 months, those I kind of struggled with, especially to start, but because I could fall back on things that I knew more about, so an introduction or the literature, it really helped me to keep it in a balance.
And for you, Lieke?
For me it's quite similar. I think there's always tasks that you can be doing in a day, and yeah, I do try to, if I'm like have to really start a new task, for example, I can ask someone for help, or if I'm like, oh, I really don't know where to begin, then maybe I try to divide it up into smaller parts, or I just start with like some random Google search, or I just start typing just to be like, okay, at least I'm started, and then we'll see from there. But yeah, I think you can always do something, I think.
And looking back on your thesis, did you enjoy it overall, Lieke?
I think I like parts of it and I don't really like other parts of it, but that is something I already expected from the beginning. Like, I knew I was going to have a lot of fun in the practical work at the research unit because I really like working with other people and just being on my feet doing tasks. So I did indeed really enjoy that. But the writing itself and the analysis and stuff, I already knew that wasn't going to be like my cup of tea. And in reality, it also isn't really. But I think for me, that's okay, because I do really want to do it and I do really want to finish it. So I think my motivation lies more within that aspect.
Finishing.
Yeah, like, yeah, because I do really want to get the master's degree.
Yeah, and of course. Yeah.
There's things that you just have to do, and then maybe it's not going to be as fun. But if you keep in mind that this is what you want, then I think that also motivates you.
And how does this feel for you, Eva?
From the beginning on, I expected to actually do like my thesis, and as far it has been a positive experience. I really love becoming an expert on a small subject, and I like the responsibilities that I get for both my thesis and the project. What I cannot cope as well with is time pressure, especially because I am quite ambitious and want to do a lot and include a lot, and now that we're finishing up, we're slowly starting to get to the end. I feel like I still have so much that I want to do, but not necessarily the time. So that is something that I'm struggling with, and I also don't like. But it is something I'm really learning from.
Thank you for sharing. Can you both maybe share one final tip about setbacks during your thesis for new thesis students?
My tip would be talking about with your supervisor if you get stuck or have a setback, because struggling is also part of your process, and process is a really important part of what you're going to be graded on, and your supervisor is also there to assist you with that, so you can come up with solutions together. And also maybe discussing with your supervisor when you need one or two days off to really get a break for your mental health. Or to get some stress out. I think that they are probably open to that because they also want you to have a good experience.
And Lieke?
I think I would advise, like, if you're during a setback right now, to really try to focus on the bigger picture of your thesis and how many things you've already done, and also just how many setbacks you have already worked your way through in the past. And also if you're facing some problems, try to make the problem a bit smaller, maybe divide it up so it's not so overwhelming as when you maybe first hear that something has to be different. And so try to keep positive and focus on how much you've already done.
Okay, thank you, Eva, Lieke. This was Thesis T, the podcast about all the ups and downs of thesis life. And we will see you next time.